Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Owen Wiseman, medical advisor, public speaker, and biophilic. And he loves nature, and he loves products that are created in nature. The product we've been talking about is Echinaforce Echinacea, and it is grown in Switzerland under some pretty stringent guidelines that were created by Alfred Vogel. Can you tell us a little bit about Alfred Vogel and how he set it up and how that has been done for so many decades?
Yeah, so Alfred Vogel was our founder, hence, you know, A. Vogel is the name of the company, so not too much thinking there, but mm-hmm. He was really, really keen on how do we use nature and make healthcare not only accessible, but affordable, and it's a big obstacle for a lot of people, because when you look at certain products, they're so astronomically expensive that you've priced out a lot of individuals who might not have that income level to afford it. So he really wanted to keep it affordable, but also how do we make it work at the root level? How do we make it target the whole immune system rather than just symptoms? Mm-hmm. So like you said, it started in Switzerland. That's where he's from. We've been around since 1923. So 4 more years, we'll have our 100-year anniversary, which is quite exciting because having longevity in an industry like that is difficult, to say the least.
It sure is. There's another product that has been going just about that long, which seems to me would be very effective in this time for keeping our immune system strong and keeping our emotional health strong too. And that is the BioStrath, and it comes from Switzerland as well. Are you familiar with that product?
We are, yeah. So we're the distributors of BioStrath, and I've had the sincere pleasure of speaking with the CEO, David Pescalozzi there, whose father originally started the BioStrath after purchasing it from a pharmacist who synthesized it.
Oh, no, it's been synthesized now?
As in put together by the the little herbal yeast. Yeah, yeah, I should be careful with my words there.
Yeah, because it's still a very natural product, just grown on a plasmolyzed yeast where the yeast cell walls are broken open. So, I mean, again, science, science, science. We have these little herbal remedies that are, you know, 60 years old, and they keep getting more science on them all the time. Then the science says, go back to nature. Prevention is better than trying to heal after things break down. You know, very simple products which have a profound impact on health, whether it's, and safety, whether it's children, babies, convalescing, elders. How does a product stay in the marketplace for 60 years? Like that's an amazing record.
Yeah, and I mean, that is probably a testament just to the quality and actually the breadth of research, because there's dozens of studies that have been performed on BioStrath, and you named a few. There's been studies in convalescent patients. It's been used in those undergoing radiation therapy, pregnant and nursing women for maintaining hemoglobin levels. Mm-hmm. So it's a fascinating product, and the trouble with it is you kind of go, well, it's good for everybody. And when people hear that, you know, you just kind of back off because you think, oh, this is not a magic potion. but it's what it is they basically take a mix of all these different plants and herbs that are really nutrient rich. And like you said, it's a yeast species that breaks them all down into kind of the basic building blocks. So the yeast cell has done all the work for us in breaking it down because they're so tiny. And then we take advantage of their work and you turn it into BioStrath, which is 61 different nutrients and minerals. So you're getting the full spectrum of the B vitamins. You're getting the full spectrum of all the essential amino acids, and then some other things such as glutathione.
Wow. So between Echinaforce, the BioStrath, how can we round out a nice way to bolster our immune systems this fall?
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm looking at, well, I'm coming into the cooler months, the days are getting a bit short, so I'm not getting my vitamin D level as much. I'm so sad to say that. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, it's a combination. So you can take BioStrap with the whole family in mind, because it is nutrients at the end of the day. And really, what's the downside to supplying your body with more magnesium or more calcium? Because these aren't in super, super high quantities where you might be concerned. And then in terms of the Echinoforce, that product can be used for prevention and treatment. So that's a Health Canada licensing that we're allowed to say. It can be used for both. Mm-hmm. So the family can start it. There's different products for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that can get you through 4 months. And then after 4 months, if you want to take a break, you take a break.
Okay. So it can cycle with that as well. Is there anything in science that they're really working hard on explaining or helping people understand about immunity right now that you see coming to the surface?
I have to say, this is one of probably the most fascinating times that we're living with, despite all the tragic loss that everybody has dealt with, whether financially or emotionally. The research that's going to come out of this is going to be really, really interesting. And I'm sure your educated listeners there have seen some of the research on vitamin D status in terms of COVID-19 severity and the early correlation that we're seeing there. So I've been reading and reading and just consuming all that material.
Is there anything else that you see that's changing a lot right now?
I find that the readers are getting more, or listeners are getting more aware of what's out there and willing to say, this is what I want to do for my body. So in terms of even quite a few people are using oil of oregano. And when you actually delve into the benefit of it, you see that, well, you know, how much is actual hard research and then how much is marketing hype? Mm-hmm. And that's a fine line to walk.
Mm-hmm. Can you help us understand how to sift through that when we hear things?
It's hard. And I always say, you know, go to your primary care provider, because that's our job. At the end of the day, we chose this career path because we want to help people get better and be their best self. But we can only do that if we stay up to date on everything that's developing. So if you have a really good relationship with your ND, with your MD, then just reach out to them. I'm sure they'd love to open that conversation with you. Otherwise, it's always reading what I call primary sources. So you're having me on, which is great. And I'm providing that information because I've read through the actual research studies published by the researchers. I haven't read through a news article that sourced from a news article that sourced from the actual paper.
Mm-hmm. And so you do write some pretty good articles. How do we find them?
Yeah, so I mean, the nice thing is we are getting into an age where researchers understand the benefit of what's called open access. So if you look up an article, they should have the source at the bottom, but some of these articles are actually open access. So they might be a little tough to understand if that's not the career path you've chosen, but there's really great stuff and individuals who have broken down the study in kind of 5 easy to read points. Mm-hmm. And so that helps you really take away this great information that you can right away apply to your own life and that of your family.
Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere we can just go to find out source information on Echinoforce or BioStrap?
Yeah, so I always suggest going straight to the source again. So if you guys go to www.avogel.ca, that's where you'll find all the product, the lineup, and the information for BioStrap is there as well. But what I suggest doing is go to the clinical studies section. So if you go over to the left side, they'll have an area called the retailer zone, and they'll have a selection called clinical studies. And that is all the firsthand PDFs of the actual research. So when you talk about a primary source and going straight to the source, you couldn't get any closer to it.
Owen, could you just repeat that website?
Absolutely. And for your listeners, that's www.avogel.ca.
Excellent. Well, we sure appreciate you being on the show today. And it's really good to talk about immunity and the impacts that nature can have on our immunity. Could you just tell us a bit about what happens in our body when we're actually going out for a walk by the river or in the woods?
Yeah, so I mean, that's really, it is the best medicine. When you go out into the woods, I think I always say we instinctually know we feel better getting outside, we feel better walking through the woods, but kind of what's the why behind it all? So when you're walking around, you actually have pleasure receptors, opioid receptors in your eye that'll make you feel good looking at nature and smelling nature. And we've looked at a few immune studies, and you'll notice that things called natural killer cells actually increase. And natural killer cells are the ones who target tumors as well. So if you can just go for a walk in the woods, and even 5 minutes, you'll get mental health benefits. You'll get those physical benefits. So it really is beneficial. Just go for a walk every day, rain or shine.
That's fantastic science, and it's good for us to hear about that. Is there any other little science quips you'd like to tell us about that connect with your immune system?
Yeah, I mean, make sure you guys keep your vitamin D levels too. That goes along with going outside. But we actually notice that when you're deficient in vitamin D, your white blood cells have a harder time maturing. And they're the ones who are helping us battle against all these viruses and pathogens. So make sure you're getting outside, get your sunlight. And if it's too dark or, you know, you're stuck working inside, then make sure that you're taking your vitamin D, as per your healthcare provider there, every single day.
Is there a safe limit to D?
There is. So, I mean, even if you look at the NDs, and I'm speaking out of Ontario, but beyond 2,000 IUs, which is typically about 2 drops, that's when you do need the advice of your healthcare provider. But it is quite safe. I mean, some of my colleagues and some of the MDs that I work with, they're prescribing up to 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. So it is quite a safe vitamin there.
Oh, that's good to know. And it's we're just so grateful to have naturopaths and be able to learn about nutrition and learn about how to hold our health and our immunity for ourselves. So we thank you for coming on to the Health First Radio Show and educating us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Kathy. And thank you to you and your listeners as well for having me.
Okay, thanks so much, Owen. We're just going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Cheryl Hanna.